I guess many of us have used online screen sharing and presentation tools like Adobe Connect or Blackboard Illuminate, or are they both the same now? Or Google Hangouts. These applications can be incredibly powerful because you're able to share your voice, share a webcam often, share your screen even, and often there's a chat window too, which is great if you want all that degree of interactivity. But that can be quite intimidating for a new user, and perhaps you don't actually need as much as that. If that's the case, then you might want to check out lifepix.io, which is a much pared back version. Word of warning, first of all, it doesn't seem to work particularly well in Internet Explorer. I guess it's HTML5, but you find in Firefox and Chrome and browsers like that which are HTML5 compliant. Anyway, to get started, it's incredibly simple. You just go to the homepage and it invites you to drag and drop some pictures. So these could be photos if you were talking about a particular event, or they could indeed be screenshots that you want to use, or images of slides from your presentation software. So it's only a matter of dragging and dropping them onto the window, and that's it. It instantly generates a series of, let's call them slides, which you can then scroll through one by one, using or jump from one to another, because you get thumbnail previews too. Now, audience. In order to provide those slides to an audience, you're given a link, and you can, it invites you to tweet it out if you want to, but just sharing it and copying the URL and passing it on to the person or people that you want to share your presentation with. You do need to enable your microphone, but that's not usually a big deal. And once that's done, you can then speak about the slides and talk to them as you're presenting your particular little section. People on the other end can also talk back if you enable their microphone and they have one attached. At the moment, because it's still in its early days, there are a couple of features which are not yet available. So they're hoping to implement a chat window using a brush over the top of your slides, so if you want to indicate something, and features like that, a zoom button, and I think also a download. So in other words, the people on the other end, if you're on a particular slide and you want them, or they want to download it, they can. Imagine a group of students that you can't physically access. Maybe it's during an evening and you want to do a revision session, then livepix.io might be the tool you need.